This is Valley Edition. It's almost fall, and that means a number of Valley organizations are set to launch their new seasons of events, from music to the arts. Over the next few weeks, we'll hear from a number of them. Today, we turn our attention to one of the Valley's oldest groups presenting regular public speeches, the San Joaquin Valley Town Hall Lecture Series. Joining us now in the studio, we have two board members, Lisa Cooper, and also with us today, we have Paul Smith with the group. Paula, I want to start with you. You were part of the committee that put together this year's season. Quite a varied group, some very big names from Dave Barry to Leon Panetta and to some other rising stars and people who might not be household names but are involved with projects that are definitely household names. You're kicking things off, though, in a big fashion coming up next Wednesday, though. What's happening?
That's correct. Well, thank you. We're very excited about this year's program. The first event is an evening event, and it's kind of a special kickoff event, and we have Dr. Michio Kaku. Michio Kaku is a founder of string theory. He is a popularizer of science. He's a kid who, for his science high school project, put together a 2.3 million volt atom smasher and blew out all the electricity in his neighborhood. So that's the kind of guy we're meeting with, and you have the opportunity to come hear him speak about all the things that are going on in science today. And his focus is on the future of the mind, telekinesis, artificial intelligence. I mean, it's really incredible subject, and he's a great, funny speaker.
He really does have a way of popularizing or making accessible really advanced scientific concepts. I imagine that has to attract you as someone who's looking to put together the season. Is that part of the appeal of bringing someone of his stature and also popularity?
Absolutely. I mean, he's a guy that everyone, if you haven't seen him, you'll know him when you see him immediately. He's what people are calling today the modern Einstein. And to have a speaker of that stature here in Fresno is incredible. And right now, that evening event, there's not a lot of tickets left. So if people want to see that, that's next Wednesday, September 21st at 7:30 at the Sorian Theater. Please go to our website at valleytownhall.com and you can purchase tickets.
Now, Lisa, you've been involved with Town Hall for a while. Now, you used to serve on the committee that selected the speakers. What do you look for in trying to balance out a season and trying to get some familiar names, some new names? And oftentimes I see there'll be names that are in the news. It just so happens that these are people who are doing really interesting things. How does Town Hall approach something like putting together the season?
Well, that's a great question. I think what we aim to do is try to find somebody in each category: science, art, politics, the humanities, and we try to find the rock star in that field. And as our former president, Jolene Tellis, said, it's those town hall moments when we get Leon Panetta, we get a Dr. Kaku, we find Bob Arnott, we get the town hall, we get the chef from the White House, we get those cutting edge people, and we work very hard at it. We read the books that they write. We talk to people in the community. It's meeting after meeting and review after review.
So you have that one event in the evening. The rest of your lectures are in the morning. Tell us about the first regular lecture in your series.
Well, again, one of the things, as Lisa was alluding to, I like to call it the sausage. We put together this program where the sausage is absolutely delicious, but putting it together is not always the easiest thing, or you really don't want to know what goes into it. Leon Panetta is our first speaker on October 19th. What an incredible speaker. It's a month before the elections, and we have the opportunity to get one of the great, the defense, Secretary of Defense, Director of CIA, who's actually in Europe right now lecturing. So it's an incredible opportunity to come see him and see what he has to say about what's going on in the United States. Again, that's Leon Panetta on October 19th.
Then you follow it up with Wes Moore talking about the other Wes Moore and his book about that, his doppelganger, I guess you could say.
So one of the great things about this lecture series, it's not always the speakers you've heard of that are the best speakers. Wes Moore is an African-American who who grew up in the inner city of Baltimore, ended up with a Rhodes Scholarship after being in trouble with drugs and inner city issues. He has an article printed on him about how he has a Rhodes Scholar. A month later or so, another person by the name of Wes Moore, same circumstances, inner city, is actually on the front page of the paper for having shot a police officer. He ends up going to jail for life. Wes Moore afterwards starts contacting the other Wes Moore in jail and creates this relationship. So he talks about all the issues that are going on in our nation right now. And one of the things I like to say, town hall is a community conversation, and these are one of the great conversations we need to have.
Now, one of the names I can say I've not heard of is Adam Stelzner, but I certainly have heard of the project he worked on, the Mars rover.
Mars rover, Curiosity. It's on Mars right now. It's incredible. This is a guy who actually was in a punk rock band, completely lost, saw the stars, constellation Orion, in the evening one night and said, I wonder why it's moving. Why is it here one night and there the next? Takes an astronomy class, and now he's a JPL engineer was a lead engineer scientist who put the Mars rover Curiosity on Mars right now. He's going to come tell us about that experience and also what's going on with Mars. Let's see some pictures and let's discuss what the future is.
Very exciting. Lisa, when you go through selecting the season, is it a process of, well, you know, we like this person, this person's not available on this day, we need to try to work something out, and, well, do people really know who Mr. Stelzner is, or Stelzner, excuse me? How do you balance all those things?
Well, what we do is we watch TED Talks as a group. We start very early in the year. We work a year in advance, and we watch people on YouTube. We review them on television shows. As I said before, we read their books. And we as a group really do thoughtful analysis on how to bring the best person in their respective field. And sometimes we take a risk. I was telling Paul earlier this morning that when I've talked to people just in the audience, general audience, when they're leaving or they're coming to town hall, they always thank us and say, wow, I thought the guy on the redwood trees was phenomenal. I didn't think that would be very good, but what an incredible experience. So those are those town hall moments, and we've captured those each time.
You continue in February with a talk on the four films that changed America by Mark Lapidula. Tell us about him.
Well, Mark Lapidula from Yale, I mean, let's think about February, first of all. That's the Academy Awards, right? So how interesting is it to have someone who is an expert on film coming to talk about the four films that changed America? I mean, if you think about it, there are films that we see every year that will change the way we look at things. One of the films he's going to talk about is Philadelphia and how it changed the AIDS issues in America. So I understand he's a fascinating guy, talks with authority, Academy Awards. Let's talk about some great films that changed America.
One name that needs no preface is Dave Barry, the great humorist. That has to be also a highlight of the season.
You know what? It's fascinating because when we select these speakers, not everyone agrees. And one of the great pleasures for me, because I love Dave Barry, is to see how much everyone is thrilled about having him come here. He is for people who don't know, a humorist. He's a humorous column appears in more than 500 newspapers. He's won a Pulitzer Prize. And, you know, one of the great things is you just never know what's going to happen because you have Dave Barry. He could really talk about anything, but you will be laughing. It'll be a great evening or a great day.
And then you close out the series with a talk about Alzheimer's.
That's correct. Lisa Genova is known for the book Still Alice, which deals with Alzheimer's issues, but also won an Academy Award for the woman who starred in the role. But she is an expert in the field of Alzheimer's and issues of the brain. And she's coming here to talk about, you know, how her experience with her own experiences with Alzheimer's led her to write the book and really is a well-known speaker and really excited to have her.
All those events take place at the Soroyan Theater in Fresno, the Fresno Convention Center. Again, Michio Kaku speaking about the future of the mind and all things science coming up next Wednesday and that special evening event, San Joaquin Valley Town Hall Lecture Series. If people want to find out more information about the group, what can they do?
Well, they can go to our website, www.valleytownhall.com, and they can also call 444-2180.
All right. We're looking forward to this year's season. Some big names and some fascinating speakers, Lisa Cooper and Paul Smith from the San Joaquin Valley Town Hall Lecture Series. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.